ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. More help on the way for Baltimore as workers begin dismantling the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. A 4th Navy crane is set to arrive to help clear the massive wreckage today. Major protests in Jerusalem over the weekend against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. ABC's Brit Clinett is in Israel with more.
Almost 6 months into the war, there are 132 hostages still in Gaza by an official count, although it's believed some of them may have died. What it really shows is that pressure is growing and growing from the families who have not seen or heard from their loved ones in more than 170 days. They've repeatedly called on Netanyahu to do more to ensure the release of their loved ones. And what we're seeing right now, I think, is the hostage families taking their gloves off.
March Madness continued over the weekend. North Carolina State upsetting Duke on the men's side. On the women's side, it's a rematch. LSU and Iowa play tonight. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Critics of President Biden's Gaza policy want to send him a message. They're urging at least 20,000 Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed in tomorrow's presidential primary.
That is the margin of victory that won Wisconsin for Joe Biden in 2020. We're hoping to get at least 15% of the vote statewide to gain delegates for the DNC in Chicago this summer.
Heba Muhammad is with the group Listen to Wisconsin. She spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin Democrats hope candidates running under newly drawn legislative maps could mean more votes for the Biden-Harris ticket in November. State Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler calls the idea reverse coattails. The race between Biden and Donald Trump is expected to be fought at the margins in battleground states like Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A Madison police officer was injured after a car crash during a chase Saturday night. The crash on Moreland Road on the south side sent the officer to the hospital. It all started with a call about a shooting. The suspect tried to drive away but hit the squad car. The officer's injuries were minor and they were sent home shortly after going to the hospital. Meanwhile, Madison police say they arrested the suspect. Madison Parks officials want to hear from you as they update their park and open space plan. The goal of the plan is to guide and inform public park policies and decisions about park facilities. The Parks Department and a consulting team are hosting a series of 4 open houses around town in April and May. The process is expected to last the rest of the year. There's more information on the City of Madison website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell. And this is WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Brewers beat the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers completing a 3-game sweep of the Mets with a 4-1 win in New York. RBI doubles from William Contreras and rookie Jackson Churio. Solid pitching from the bullpen and starter Colin Ray getting the win.
Ray, Hudson, and Piamps were flawless today, and Colin really worked through a big situation there. I don't know, the fourth maybe. I mean, the kid has been the unsung hero. He really has, and he threw a 5 great innings for us, and then Hudson went out there, and he was a rock.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, the season home opener tomorrow against the Twins. NBA, the Bucks head to D.C. to play the Wizards tomorrow night. Guard Patrick Beverley talked about his decision to keep playing, even though doctors say he needs surgery on his right wrist.
I don't know. I got the news after the, something about a torn ligament. I felt okay. Obviously, you got to listen to doctors, so they contact a hand specialist. Specialist said you got a torn ligament. It kind of shocked me for a minute. Threw me off. No way I was sitting out getting surgery. You know, play through it.
That's the Bucks' Pat Beverley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, a little breezy with a low of 34, some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the old brick gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When he steps across that gag order line, and I do hope it will be expanded, there should be only one response. Bring your toothbrush, Donald Trump, because you're going to sit in a jail cell for a while. There has to be an immediate consequence when he defies a court order. That is a normal response. You cannot have a court system that is subjected to these kinds of threats and intimidation. Nowhere else has this ever happened and gone on without any consequences. And that has to change, and it has to change now.
Oh, thank you, God. Oh, thank you. I don't know who that is. It's Judge, I want to date her and kiss her and marry her. She's a former Superior Court judge. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. This was the weekend, Jody, that I felt like I've taken one too many crazy pills. I just need the next one. Thanks.
I don't know what the mystique is or magic is about not putting Donald Trump in a jail cell so that he understands their immediate consequences for not behaving as a normal adult in the courtroom. So I don't know. I think now may be the time.
Chris, who said Donald Trump is the single most dangerous defendant who's on pre-trial release in the United States of America?
Baba Louie.
No, that was Glenn Kirshner, former prosecutor, right here on
Stephanie Miller,
on
future
Friday.
AG.
Yes, future AG.
We'll see.
By the way, I think I've left you on defending Merrick Garland Island by yourself with AG. I've set sail with Dino Badalla and Ellie Mistal and Lawrence Tribe. And now there's more of us and Glenn Kirshner. We're all on our own raft now. I know we keep saying we're numb, but we just can't be. What do you call it? The president hogtied in the back of a pickup truck,
what is
looking
that?
Dead. Like, I don't, okay. Anybody else, we have to stop saying anybody else would be in prison.
Oh, Kathy Griffin.
Where's the Secret Service? Where's the DOJ? It's not just the judge's daughter. It's like we forget, you know, the picture of Alvin Bragg with him with a baseball bat next to it. Like, oh my God. Okay. Where's that? Hold, please. You know what I was thinking? This weekend, I was thinking, it's starting to feel Hitler-y to me. Like, it was, you know what, I was struck by Judge Luttig. Everybody was talking about his tweet. Mm-hmm. Judge Luttig tweeted, the nation is witnessing the determined
delegitimization.
Sorry. of both its federal and state judiciaries and the systematic dismantling of its system of justice and the rule of law by a single man, the former president of the United States. And I'm like, what is up? Mm-hmm. Is it not? I know it was Easter yesterday, but it's, to me, beginning to feel, you know, a little bit, just a little bit different holiday. So festive.
It's beginning to look a lot like Hitler. Everywhere you go. Just look at that Trump and friends, their fans threatening once again with violence and racist rants that grow. They're beginning to sound a lot like Hitler.
Yeah.
vandals every night. And the nuttiest sight you'll see is the swastika that will be on your own front door.
Rocky Mountain Mike makes everything better, even fascism. But that's what I was thinking. Like, this is what happens when, you know, an entire country system of checks and balances seems to be, what's the word?
Not working?
Yes, like just frozen in fear, something, afraid of his violent followers. I don't know. Let's go back in time to 1930s Germany and ask somebody. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Greenberg tweeted, German judges had the legal power to deport Hitler to Austria. Instead, they bent the law to, quote, be fair to his Nazi demands.
Yep.
Sound familiar? Mm-hmm. USA should have learned from history. Instead, Biden appointed the weakest attorney general imaginable to counter the most dangerous coup ever. And Lawrence Tribe chimed in, said, sadly true, a tragically weak attorney general pitted against the most dangerous coup attempt in our entire history. Garland is a nice, smart, principled man, but one wholly unsuited to his job. I plead guilty for having overestimated him massively. And I know, Jody, it's not entirely his fault. That's what I mean. Something has happened to our entire judicial system.
That's the problem.
Every judge seems scared. Mm-hmm. It is just extraordinary that he's able to get away with these delays and these threats of violence. And just, we have to stop going, oh, well, no one of you or I said that. Right. What? How? When are we going to take back our country? Like, I don't understand.
Even mob bosses don't get away with this.
That's what someone said. Mm-hmm. He's worse than a mob boss because mm-hmm. because Glenn was saying to us Friday, since we've so overused unprecedented, that's what he said. You know, judges and prosecutors, they like precedent. There is no precedent for this. There's no precedent for having a wildly criminal ex-president that continues to commit crimes every day.
Right.
And we seem wholly unprepared for how to stop him.
Yeah.
I just don't. That's the problem, is we are numb, because then what did he tweet 77 times yesterday?
Yeah, it was insane.
We're so used to his insanity. And then that's how many news cycles ago the death threat against the president with, mm-hmm. Him clearly hogtied. And he always like slimes out by going, oh, I just was posting a meme. It was on someone's truck. I didn't say it. It's just...
No, you condone it by retweeting it or retweeting it.
Yeah, thank you. Right, with him with the thumbs up next to a Biden who clearly looks dead and hogtied and bound in the back of a truck. I'm just like, oh, my God. Okay. I know it's not as festive as usual, but you know my statements from the bassinet of the 45th president. You know the holiday ones are my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so religious. He's such a Christian.
Yes. Oh, did you see him? By the way, there was footage of him. He needed a teleprompter to do the Lord's Prayer. He was just kind of
from years ago, but
mouthing and mumbling and
that was from
looking
like
around.
2020 or something, yeah, or 2017.
Yes. He doesn't know the Lord's Prayer any better now. Okay.
Our Father, oh, it's all in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
Even the atheist knows
in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
Forgive us our trespasses.
All right, stop showing off.
As we forgive those who trespass against
atheist,
us.
Atheist, I know the Lord's Prayer.
My sister emailed me, you want to talk today? It was yesterday. I know you're probably getting ready for church. I'm like, yes, I am still busy picking out my Easter bonnet for church. You know not to bother me this morning. I'll call you later.
I had an egg hunt
yesterday. I had an Easter parade. Did you?
I did.
We did one on Saturday
at
Jenny's mom's.
I just like to remind the Christians that they are aborted chickens. Eggs are aborted chickens. And they are painted in drag for your children.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Happy Easter, you mother.
I walked past a drag Easter brunch yesterday.
Oh, I bet that was fantastic.
It was
fantastic,
wonderful.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we didn't go in, but we saw it.
That makes baby Jesus giggle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes him happy.
I'm sorry. We need to reset that this would be the statement from the Easter bassinet of the 45th.
The Easter bonnet of the 45th.
It's just, he uses every holiday to...
To be so religious.
Every holiday for him is Festivus, of course. But happy Easter to all, including... He doesn't mean to all.
No.
Including crooked and corrupt prosecutors and judges that are doing everything possible to interfere with the presidential election of 2024 and put me in prison.
Oh, please, God.
Including those many people that I completely and totally despise because they want to destroy America, a now failing nation like deranged Jack Smith, who's evil and sick. I don't know why he keeps putting things in quotes. I don't... What does that mean? Sick is in quotes? I don't think he
doesn't. Yeah, he doesn't know how.
Mrs.
He doesn't understand.
Mrs. Fanny Fawny Wade.
What?
What?
They're not married.
Who said she hardly knew the special, quote-unquote, prosecutor, only to find that he spent years, quote-unquote, loving her. Long before the Georgia prosecution of President Trump began, and thereby making the case against me null and void and illegal and lazy, unviolent crime, Alvin Bragg, who, with crooked Joe DOJ thugs, unfairly working in the DA's office, illegally indicted me on a case he never wanted to bring, and virtually all legal scholars say is a case that should not be brought, breaking
virtually all
the law in doing so, Pomerantz was turned down by all the other law enforcement authorities.
Oh my God, now it gets boring.
And it's not a crime.
Boring. Happy Easter to everyone. He's boring. He's just boring.
That's very nice that he included Happy Easter doll. The boring. I need the boring. Oh, okay. What's the point of tricking Joanne Worley if you're not going to have her at the ready?
Boring.
He is. He's boring.
Okay.
I don't think you needed to trick her. She'd do anything for you. She loves
would.
You.
She would. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't. Tristan Snell can't get here soon enough. He will be joining us next hour. Yes. Why? Because I don't know what has happened, Chris, but something's got to be did.
I think you tricked him.
Okay. I was you know, watching the footage of the fantastic All the Presidents with President Biden. Uh-huh. What? You know, I can hear you. I'm sitting right here.
Yeah,
what are you whispering
we
about?
Hear you. What was that?
I'll
you have to share with the class.
No, I'll share with the class in a minute.
Something crawling up my leg?
Yeah.
Is it something I should know right away?
I don't know.
No, it's not something you need to
a
know
big
right
tarantula
away.
Why did
she just
back?
Do a big stage whisper?
It was a Peter Brady tarantula on your back.
Yeah, it's that. It's nothing to worry about.
My mom used to do the super loud stage whisper that she thought no one could hear.
What do you mean?
My ex, a long time ago, when I took her to meet her, we were having lunch, and my mom turned to me and stage whispered, "She's a doll," which was nice. It was something nice she said, other than, what a, you know. Like a C word, that would have been like,
yeah.
She thinks it's really cool. What a bitch. But she didn't. It was nice, but I'm like, Mom, she can hear you. She's right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like in St. Elmo's Fire, Mary Winningham's mom whispers unpleasant words like, did you hear about Ginny next door? She has cancer.
Well, my mom was not racist, but she was the whispery 50s mom.
Okay.
You know, the... Oh. Yeah, she's the lady in the PSA.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
Yeah, just because she was trying to be polite as to not point out. She was actually the anti-racist when you think about it. She was trying not to, you know, point out differences. She was keeping it quiet.
But by whispering, you emphasize it.
Right. And ignoring it doesn't make it.
Yeah,
not
and then
true.
It seems like you think it's a bad word.
Right.
But she was just trying to be polite by not pointing out differences. Like, you know, the famous Frangela. My mom is very. My mom was the original DEI. When she first saw the picture of Frangela and I, she looked at Frances and she said, "Oh, now is she Chinese? Who's the nice little Chinese?"
She whispered Chinese.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, "No, Mom, she's African American. Do you have any black friends, Mom, or black friends?"
Oh my goodness, he's black.
But she was trying to be inclusive. She thought she was a pretty, pretty little Chinese lady.
Yeah.
No.
Well, she is a pretty little
Angela
Chinese
one,
lady.
Angela once said to me, Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons once said to me, your mom knew best. Your mom knew that Frances was different than us and not to be trusted.
Right.
All right. I got sidetracked. Where was I going with that?
I don't know.
Where did I go?
Someone whispered.
Help, Mommy.
Unpleasant
Help.
Words. Was it Trump that whispered unpleasant words?
No, I whispered, and then she...
Oh, that's right. She whispered.
You threw me off. I was talking about something.
You're tarantulas.
You do your silent... You're producing silently, please. God. Okay. I don't remember what I was saying. Something, something, accountability, system of checks and balances.
Cut you can't keep getting away with this.
Hitler, right. Can't keep getting away with a Hitler. Okay, thank you. That concludes my out of the gate.
Get your money.
No,
for
I had
that.
A good point. Don't whisper. You threw me off. Now I don't remember
Tristan
what
Snell
I was saying.
Will be here soon.
Something. Oh, I'm back. Nobody help me. I was watching the footage of the great three presidents, right?
Right.
Right?
Oh, yes.
For Biden. And it struck me, a lot of people that on Twitter said it too, but I thought, oh my God, what does that say? Not a living president or vice president is supporting Trump.
Right.
Oh my God. That's never happened before.
Right.
There's no Bush. There's no Cheney. There's no, right? Nobody
no Pence.
Will stand with this.
No Pence?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That sounds like a, I don't like
No pants?
English money. No pence.
No pence.
No pence for you.
Or no pants.
Can I have 2 pence? No. No pence. It's Monday and I have like a Friday. I didn't sleep very well. Wow. I didn't sleep very well.
How was your Easter?
It's fine.
She had her bonnet. She went to church.
When my bike club gets rained out, it throws me off. I had to go back. I went to SoulCycle. And why? To feed the right wolf.
Did they have like some troubles with...
Yes, they did.
What?
During COVID.
With, what? Yeah. Huh?
There were problems with SoulCycle during
Did they feed the wrong wolf?
No. I remember you weren't going to go anymore because of
right,
that.
You boycotted.
That was like 5 years ago.
Yeah, why did you boycott? Do you remember?
I didn't boycott.
Out. Yeah, you did. No, I didn't. Everybody did.
There was a whole boycott of...
I feel like you're just mindlessly speculating about things you know nothing about.
No, I heard it on your...
You two ass clowns.
I heard it on the radio.
All right, 20... Oh, well, it must be true.
2019.
20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. That's even when it was raining. You know why? Because they're temperature regulating. They're made from viscose from bamboo. Look at Bonnie digging a hole to the center of the earth right now. Robin Trish and I of...
Of Robin Trish.
Correct. They have I went to visit their new rescue puppy, Benny, who is adorable. But we were discussing it's basically sleep yoga, how you have to get in bed with multiple dogs.
Because
they cannot be moved. Yeah. And so I do a thing where I have to, you know, put one leg straight up and then bend it perpendicularly in a way that it doesn't bend to get in between two of them. Because you cannot move them.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, but that I got to get to my, because they're in my cozier sheets. So I can't get to my cozier sheets without a lot. But it's worth the trouble.
Oh.
And I'm in my cozier pajamas, so I've got one up on them.
Wow.
Ha ha. You just have fur. Okay. Oprah's favorite things, 5 years in a row. Five awesome, 15 awesome colors the sheets come in. What?
How sad he looks.
Pay attention to me. I'm talking about something important. God, everybody here is so easily distracted. Stop whispering and stop looking at the dogs. Look at me.
You just pointed at them.
Okay. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty on all purchases. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Cozy Earth products. Check into your self-care, everybody. Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Next to food and music, this is mankind's greatest invention.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. 800-472-8060. That's 800-472-8060.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Tristan Snell joins us next hour. Rude Pundit in just a few minutes. Iron Shark said, isn't there a deadline on the horizon for a bond payment in the New York fraud case? I forgot when the extension was granted and the bond amount reduced. Was it last week or the week before that? When in my life did I ever need a spreadsheet to track the criminal prosecutions of a former president? It's true.
I think it's this Friday is the deadline.
Yeah.
I think it's Friday.
There was one happy clappy article about it. April 15th is happening, man.
Yeah.
It is happening. I mean, he's done. He's done with appeals and delays and whatever. So I think that may be why the 77 truths, whatever, yesterday. He's literally spazzing out, which could not make me happier. We're on full-on poopy diaper alert for the foreseeable future.
Do you think he'll pull off a last-minute
I don't know.
Thing?
By the way,
Chris and I,
Chris and I hate prank humor, so save your April Fool's jokes.
Yeah, we're not.
Not into it.
We're not into it at all.
I know. Okay. I was like, Stephanie, don't read Twitter too much today.
Yeah.
I already did get really excited a couple of times, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Karen in Chicago. Hello. Hello.
I just want to say happy Trans Day of Visibility.
Happy Trans Visibility Day. I love Good God Above said right-wingers unintentionally brought so much visibility to National Trans Day of Visibility. Good job, morons.
Thank you. Thank you.
By the way, if you're not keeping track of that right-wing freakout, it's March 31st every year. It just happened to fall on Easter. President Biden didn't put it on Trans Visibility Day on Easter on purpose.
Yeah, if evangelicals don't want Trans Visibility Day to fall on Easter, stop moving Easter around.
Yes.
Yes. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. 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 They're not really known for their big brains.
No.
They're pretty. Yeah. No, but what I want to say, you know, Steph, you were so right. This is exactly how it happened. This is how Hitler and every single autocrat has been able to gain, you know, strongholds in countries. And I'm really happy to see more and more people talking about Project 2025, because it really is. It's not a conspiracy. There's 920 pages that people can go and reference.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to put this out there again. Globalextremism.org, the two women that started that, it is really a good resource. And I think that we need to start talking about this because any issue that you care about is tied into that.
Yep. Absolutely. So, absolutely, honey. All right. You're Heartbreak. You're familiar with Karen.
Yes.
Karen, Heartbreak.
Yeah.
Rude Pundit next.
Yeah. Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Northland College in Ashland has a little more than 2 days to raise $12 million to stay in business. An emergency fundraiser ends at midnight Wednesday. The Board of Trustees admits in a letter issued last week they have a long way to go to reach their goal. Meanwhile, Northland faculty are offering a plan to cut costs and increase revenue. It includes reducing enrollment and renting out some student housing to the public. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. A woman wanted in a fatal hit-and-run crash in Madison more than a year ago is finally under arrest. Police in Peoria, Illinois, say they're working on extraditing Tiambra Walker back to Wisconsin. She was arrested Saturday afternoon. Stephen Fleck and his dog were found dead on Schrader Road on Madison's west side on February 15th of last year. Madison police credit more than 100 law enforcement agencies for helping find Walker. More than 300 kids in Madison enjoyed Easter Sunday with an egg hunt and a picnic at Warner Park. The event was hosted by Life is Christ Ministries, and it aimed to strengthen bonds within the community and share the Easter Sunday message. Pastor Reddit Premnath says he was pleasantly surprised by the large turnout. Yesterday's event was one of the church's first large gatherings. There are plans to hold it again next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WMDX News.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
It is going to be cloudy today with a few scattered showers off and on through the day. Our high 46 this afternoon, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, a little breezy with a low of 34, some scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same, mostly cloudy, scattered showers with a high near 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Help
Just like a child has to be told what he cannot do, no matter how obvious, like you don't threaten people, you don't threaten judges, you don't threaten family members. So Judge Merchan, I believe, should immediately expand the gag order to include himself and his family members and include D.A. Bragg and his family members.
Can I hear one more from Judge?
I fail to understand why judges do not include themselves and their family members in these gag orders. They haven't done so. Their lives and the lives of their families have been subjected to death threats, all because of Donald Trump's words. And that kind of speech is not protected by the First Amendment.
Thank you. I need to get rude. That's what I need. Yeah.
Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter. Let out and let Fred in. Remember to let her joke about farts. Then you can start to make it better.
Oh, hi, Rude Pundit. Hi.
Hello.
You know, for a filthy hobo, your scribblings are really quite prescient.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you wrote this piece. It's not just the pandemic. We're traumatized because of Trump and the MAGA movement. I was trying to, you know, explain it in the opening segment that I know we keep saying we're numb. Like, here's another death threat against President Biden. All the rest of us would be in jail for, you know, judge's daughter, on and on. I literally this weekend kept thinking, this feels like Hitler. This feels like this is how this must have happened. Like, an entire country was traumatized and paralyzed and in fear and didn't know what to do or how to constrain someone. And, you know, that's basically what you talked about in this piece, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's based on this Atlantic piece that said, you know, that essentially said we're all suffering from an unacknowledged mass trauma because of the pandemic. And I'm like, yeah, but it's not just that, you know, it's way worse and way deeper than and goes back a little more than just that.
Well, you know, my best friend's a psychologist and she lives in Australia. We had yet another 3-hour phone call last night. But we've talked about this a lot, just how we've all personally and professionally in every way been affected by COVID. You're right. It's a PTSD, but you're right. The trauma is deeper. It is also from Trump. And I think a lot of psychologists will say that we have just been living in this chaos and division. And the fact, trying to envision this going on, I literally had a friend this weekend that said Trump's going to win. And I was realized that I was so triggered, you know, because it almost is beyond comprehension that we would have to continue to go through this, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, back in the day, my friends and I used to joke around and say, okay, if Pat Buchanan gets elected president, you remember when he won one primary or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like, if he's the president, we're going to Australia. Australia is it. We could be with your friend.
Yeah. Oh, no, she keeps offering because so you come here.
Now I legitimately sit there and think, okay, if he's reelected, okay, here are my options for countries I can go to and get the hell away from here.
You said in my real job, I say all the time, we haven't dealt with the effects of the a-hole virus, not just with all the students who had formative experience C-blocked by the lockdown, senior years of high school, first years of college, graduations, to have all that over Zoom is going to mess you up. And I know too many people who had to handle the worst of COVID firsthand and said goodbye to loved ones through windows, had empty funerals. My stepfather, who really was my dad and all but sperm, caught it and didn't treat it fast enough and it cashed in his check. I'm traumatized too, but I'm blaming COVID for the reaming of the American psyche lets too many mother effers off the hook.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing you say about mother effers, I mean, it's right in the title. They're going to F their mothers.
Yeah. They're going to F the mothers every time.
Yeah. You say when we say that the pandemic has brain raped us, we're letting the real rapists off the hook. Expand on that, won't you, Rude?
Yes. Well, you see, there's an actual rapist involved here. It wasn't just a metaphor. And because we are dealing with all of this, as you said, chaos under Trump, and this and the ongoing, you know, just the insanity of the MAGA movement.
Yeah.
that we are constantly re-traumatized. If Trump's inaction or and lack of any kind of empathy during the COVID, during the peak of the early pandemic, that affected us, then how is it not re-triggering and re-traumatizing us every time we have to deal with him?
Yeah. Just not to overshare. But that's what I always do.
Yes.
My best friend and I were talking about, she was just saying as a psychologist, she's obviously dealt with it. I mean, Chris, you would dealt with some very severe depression during COVID. We all did.
Yeah.
And we in particular, my girlfriend and I just broke up, but we were talking about we were both traumatized. I think, we both were alone in our homes for like 2.5 years. So, when we met each other, we're like another human I think we did a little bit of a square peg and a round hole thing and love each other and we're going to be friends. But I think, fit romantically, but I think, again, we all were traumatized by, we just weren't normal coming out of COVID. I think we all and now I think just these last couple of weekends being alone all the time, I'm re-triggered about how much I was alone all day, every day during COVID. And I think that's part of the Trump just keeps triggering and re-triggering us from all of that mass trauma, right?
And we were already traumatized by his campaign, by MAGA rallies, by what was happening there, and by the 3 years of his presidency leading up to the pandemic. I mean, it was just one thing after another. And I tweeted when Trump got elected. I was like, oh my God, are we going to spend the next 4 years, getting our rage orders every morning by seeing what Trump has tweeted?
Yeah.
And we still do it now with Truth Social.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's endless.
We go, well, what is this a-hole talking about today? Yeah. That's going to.
It's amazing. It's endless and exhausting. It's just, you're right. And you said there was a calculated effort to tear this country apart, to set the red and blue states, the red and blue state regions within states against each other. Instead of unifying us, instead of demanding we all give an ass about each other, we had politicians earnestly saying the elderly should just allow themselves to die so we could get up and go shopping more. And you said the leaders of the MAGA movement wanted us at each other's throats. And this is turned up to 11 now.
Yeah. This would have been if after 9/11, the Democrats had said, no, screw you, George Bush. We're going to use this as an opportunity to just talk about your weakness and bring you down, which there was a legitimate reason to do that.
Yeah.
But they didn't. They were like, okay, the nation has suffered. Let's back off for a bit. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it was the Republicans that ended up taking 9/11 and using it as a weapon against Democrats.
Well, we've overused everything, the boiling frog, but you're right. As you write about it, it's just that when you've been through trauma for this long, as you say, we're traumatized because we've lived through nothing but trauma for years now with no break. And a click-driven media tries to act like this entirely abnormal time is totally normal when we know it isn't. This weekend, it's just the latest. You're like, oh, okay, tweet another death threat against the sitting president of the United States. There's no way to not be numb. And you say, if we can't appreciate what President Biden has accomplished, maybe it's because we've seen how easily it can be taken away, whether it's civil rights or health care or infrastructure weeks that never arrived. The Trump years taught us how precarious it all is, and we haven't done anything to build a nation that isn't constantly dancing on the edge of disaster. As Bob Sesko always says, it's like you're leaning back in your chair. You're never sure if we're going to fall, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great metaphor for it. I mean, it's really this feeling that we that's why we keep clinging to these little threads of hope, like, oh, a judge issued a ruling that maybe doesn't help Trump, or that affects the way the trial is going to go forward. And we're there like, yes, please. And we know that this is, the progress here is going to be just so slug-like slow. That's another part of it, is we're sitting there going, okay. And I don't want to leave out, there's something I don't want to leave out either. That's the people in the MAGA movement are also traumatized.
Yeah.
They themselves are giving into something. It's sort of like, I don't know, waking up after a party and, your ass kind of hurts and you're wondering, huh, what happened? did that happen?
What did I do? But you said if the era of bad feelings, as some have called it, it's not just the pandemic, it's because of the Trump era, it's the MAGA era, it's the era of effing around and not finding out so far that the for the F arounds, so to speak. And you said it's why we so desperately need Trump convicted and not just defeated at the polls. We need to say that I should know to be ready with
you
my
should,
box.
Yeah.
Blame and punish them for it. Won't solve the trauma, but at least we know he won't be able to inflict more. Maybe then we can get back to restoring our feeling of safety in America. Like I quoted Glenn Kirshner. He said he's the most dangerous person out on bail in the United States. And it is. Yeah. It's that feeling of some danger on the loose now that we've had for how long, right?
And then I didn't even get around to it. And I realized this morning, I was like, I didn't even talk about, you know, the feeling that you're going to be shot everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You know, this other danger that is looming over us and causing us anxiety constantly.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one that you can put aside, but we know it happens all the time. My sister just got a text last week. I was on the phone with her. She said, oh, I just got a text that her daughter's school was issued a shelter in place order.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was, and they later said there was some kind of, you know, threat and nothing actually happened. But it's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
And after how many years that we still might die of COVID because it's still here because of the, you know, and the Trump COVIDiocy that this has caused.
Right.
And that there's going
to
be another pandemic that's even worse. And of course, because, you know, as you wrote, the way, you know, they tore us apart. I mean, I had to remember some stuff. You said 4 years ago, I wrote about Trump celebrating what he saw as a low number of predicted deaths from COVID. Even today, when he finally admitted at least 100,000 people, maybe as many as 240,000, maybe fewer, maybe more were going to die in this country, most in the next few weeks, he painted it as a victory that he was leading because it wasn't a million. That's where we were in 2020. I don't think that qualifies as better off in any way. And meanwhile, a million people dead later, here we are. You're right.
He celebrated the ratings he was getting for the briefings.
Shove bleach up your ass in briefings, right?
Right. Yeah. God. Yeah, it was like, oh, it's bigger than anything, the briefings. And it's like, dude, you shouldn't have to be doing these briefings. We're doing these briefings because you effed it all up.
Yeah. Here's one of those slivers of hope that you spoke about is Fannie Willis has all but taken over the case, personally focused intensely on legal strategy, getting her team and fighting for him for the trial. And you said they pissed her off. I hope she wrecks their lives. That's what I said. Oh, you came for the queen and you missed.
Yep. Yeah. And they're still trying. And again, we're in another round of endless appeals.
Yeah.
That delays things. You know, we have a justice system that is built in a way that cannot function to actually get to convicting Trump.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I keep saying. We just keep endlessly repeating, like, no one's above the law. We're a country of laws, not men. And just and keep feeling like we're being made fools of every day. Right.
Right. Right. And no. And obviously, we are a country of lawyers and men and lawyers. And because those who can afford all the lawyers can keep on delaying and delaying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's I think that's the realizing that, I guess, with money, you can endlessly appeal and appeal and appeal. Like, I have to ask Tristan Snell again today. I think we have hit the end of the road in the hush money case, at least, you know, from everything I'm reading with that. This is happening 15 days from now. Like, so there is an end of the road. It just, but it feels like it's taking forever, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm at the I'll believe it when I see a jury seated and the trial starts.
Yeah. Yeah, it is just astounding. All right, I love you, you filthy hobo.
Ha. Oh, I will say one good thing happened 4 years ago today.
Yes.
And that is, I went to, because I couldn't go to the actual adoption center, I met somebody in a parking lot that had a little dog.
Aww.
And I adopted that little dog.
Aww.
And now, a story about a dog.
And I love her because she hates everybody but me.
Aww, that a girl.
That's so rubber belly.
And I adopted two tiny hypoallergenic dogs because my girlfriend had asthma.
Yeah,
and now,
yeah.
Guess what I have? Two tiny hypoallergenic dogs that I love more than anything in the world. Bonnie and Clyde. Little lumps of love. All right.
Oh, my God. Wait. I can't end on this. Wait. I have to say something about your friend Down Under.
Dr. Juggs.
Oh, Dr. Juggs. Yes. Uh huh.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and you did call her your best friend earlier.
Yes,
so.
I did. That I'm sure was an error.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
There's a reason God made my best friend a brilliant psychologist, because this hot mess. Okay.
She can study you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. You're a case study,
Stephanie. An abnormal brain.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you, Brood Pundit. Goodbye.
Bye.
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Genucel.
Yeah.
Listen, when you have a best friend for 40 years, you need to, you know, because otherwise, like, yeah, you look like your, you know, before and after pictures when you met and now look like to Crypt Keeper, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Oof. Yeah. Genucel, it's my shizzle.
It is.
Yeah. It's I've got the whole lineup on my bathroom cabinet. I've got a lovely little dish in case you'd like to know what the scenario is like. I have a lovely it has like a French theme. Oh. And I have all my little toiletries on it. But I have my little, they're like little soldiers. All my little Genucels are lined up.
Okay.
I start with the XV cream, right? And then I have the, I have the nighttime cream.
Oh.
I have the under eye, for dark circles. And then I also have the Gen 90 for under eye wrinkles.
Okay.
And the forehead wrinkles.
All right.
I've got, okay. I'm just saying, it's a whole lineup. You can use also the best skincare in the world. We've all been using it for 11 billion years. I come in here frequently when your chair is empty, and that means you are.
Genucel.
Correct. Okay, Gen 90 is their latest. It's the newest baby. It's luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds, I know, because I feel that instant tightening and tingling as it touches my skin. That's why Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. You get Genucel's classic under-eye bags and puffiness serum with every Gen 90 order and their luxurious Genucel XV that I mentioned. For stunning results day after day, go to Genucel.com right now for an incredible package over 50% off during Genucel's spring sale. Results guaranteed or your money back. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Order now. Get a free limited edition spa box and bonus gifts and free shipping. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
There are so many dog food brands out there, right? It can be hard to cut through the noise, figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know Bonnie and Clyde get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty has used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the maximum amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable. It comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treat. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon, Sunday, April 7th, featuring Linda and the Zeros and Automatic Lover. Doors open at noon. The show starts at 1, and you're out of there by 4. Get advance tickets now at high-noon.com. The Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children in Nature Network, and as one of just 19 cities selected from across the country, it's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health, and for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Let me ask you something. Are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym looking at you? Muscles, McMuscle.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Power Life High Impact Protein. I screamed at you. By Tony Horton, the P90X guy.
I've heard of him.
You know the story. Got shingles, didn't think he's going to make it. Now he's 65, looks better and feels better than ever.
That's right.
He discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build muscle and maintain muscle even without exercising. High Impact Protein, available in whey.
Right.
Or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. Jody and I use the plant protein. Thank you for asking.
Oh.
It helps you supercharge muscle growth, boost energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without hours and hours and hours of exercise. I mean, we exercise anyway,
that's right.
But I'm just saying it helps you with that muscle building. MyPowerLife.com, use the code FITNESS, save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Nick is going to see us in Kansas City.
Yay!
Squee! Hi, Nick in Missouri.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, I love your show, Stephanie. Hi, Chris, Jody.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm a first-time caller. I'm from Joplin, and my roommate and I got tickets to go to your show in Kansas City in October.
I cannot wait to see you. We've never been to Kansas City. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to tell you and Chris a shout-out. You aren't the only ones that watched all the heart-to-heart episodes. So,
oh.
Wasn't Jennifer pretty but completely useless? Like, she would just stand there while Jonathan was getting beat out of him. Jonathan, what should I do?
Get the fireplace
they
poker.
They solved the crime, though.
They did solve the crime.
Freeway.
And when they met, it was murder.
It was murder.
I wish they'd do that for Trent.
Yeah, right?
How many times did Jonathan ask her to pick up a fireplace poker and hit someone? A bunch
so
of times.
Well,
she's in a gown. An evening gown.
In an evening gown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freeway. Freeway ran away.
Kind of candy, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You can watch it at
night. It was 1980 yeah. Candy.
Nikki, thank you for engaging in crusty old person references.
You're
we'll
welcome.
See you in Kansas City.
Yes.
Hooray. Hooray. All right.
Freeway.
Because they found him on the freeway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay. Was that Max, the manservant?
It was Max.
Max.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had weird eyes.
Yes. Tristan Snell coming.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Monday on Nightlight, On Stage for Cancer performs live, and I'm joined by filmmaker Mar Garvey. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.